WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The new movie Mountains of the Moon is an historical adventure film based on the lives of two explorers who searched for the source of the Nile in the mid-1800s. The film's directed by Bob Rafelson, who also made Five Easy Pieces, The King of Marvin Gardens, and Black Widow. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
In Mountains of the Moon, there's an African tribe that blesses visitors by spitting milk at them. There's a slave who wears earrings made out of shriveled human ears, which help him listen to the voices of the dead. There's an African tribal king who greets his first Englishman by sniffing him all over like a dog. Meanwhile, he picks his teeth with the tooth of a lion. In short, a lot of Mountains of the Moon functions exactly the way a good adventure movie should. It makes your jaw drop. In telling the story of the great 19th century British explorer Richard Burton and his friendship and rivalry with that other British explorer John Hanning Speke, the director Bob Rafelson conjures up an Africa that's raw and authentic and scary. The sense of isolation and danger can seem overwhelming. In this scene, for instance, the inexperienced John Speke and the expedition leader Richard Burton sit around a lonely campfire somewhere in the middle of the East African night, struggling to diagnose the dangers around them.
Some strange tribesmen followed me as I walked back to camp.
What did they look like?
I couldn't see clearly.
Did they carry lances? Were their faces painted?
Well, they kept their distance.
Understand, Lieutenant. But close observation is not only part of your duty. In Africa, it means survival.
We don't look particularly threatening.
You look what you are. White and an intruder.
A moment later, the campsite is attacked by ferocious tribesmen who shoot a spear through Burton's cheeks and tie Speke to stakes and stab at his legs. That may not sound like the beginning of a beautiful friendship. But no sooner do Speke and Burton return to England than they set off together again, this time on a search for the source of the Nile. Almost everything that happens to them along the way has real adventure movie magic. And yet, Mountains of the Moon winds up feeling strangely limp. Is it the acting? Partly. Patrick Bergen is dashing enough to play Burton, but he never convinces you that there's a heart and mind pulsing under his grizzled good looks. Burton was one of the most flamboyant and magnetic figures of the Victorian intellectual milieu, and Bergen can't muster Burton's teeming inner energy. Ian Glen, who plays the stolid aristocratic Speke, is more resourceful, and he often seems to be indicating some vast inner conflict. Could it be, homosexuality? Well, yes, the film hints. In one scene, Burton is wounded and unconscious, and Speke kisses him full on the mouth. But the movie never seems quite willing to let these feelings break out into the open and have their consequences. And later, when Speke betrays Burton back in London, the sexual component of that betrayal is never addressed. Rafelson and his co-writer, William Harrison, can't seem to get below the surface of their extraordinary characters. And as a piece of storytelling, Mountains of the Moon is annoyingly sketchy. Scenes start up, shudder to a halt, and then evaporate without leading to anything. So the movie never builds or flows. It's like a scattered collection of diary entries. Or, more probably, like a movie that should have been 3.5 hours long and has been chopped to smithereens. Then, too, Mountains of the Moon suffers from bad timing. After all, it was scarcely more than a year ago that Lawrence of Arabia was re-released, to remind a forgetful world what an adventure movie can be.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.